Thank you for listening to Soul Coach, the podcast. This podcast is about my personal spiritual journey as a certified life and business coach, Reiki practitioner, and psychic medium. Come along with me as I take you on this journey that has been full of ups and downs, and hopefully it is relatable to you along on your spiritual journey. Thank you for listening to Soul Coach, the podcast. Hey guys, welcome to Soul Coach Speaks. If you're new to the show, welcome. And if you're one of my faithful listeners, thank you so much for all your love and support throughout the years. Season 9, formerly Soul Coach, the podcast, now Soul Coach Speaks, because, you know, I like to change shit up. So thank you for listening to me and my crazy ass. So look, this is going to be a short podcast episode because this Mercury retrograde has been whooping my ass. When I tell you that my ass has been handed to me and I'm still trying to figure it out, okay? I am a strong woman, of course, that goes without saying, but I'm tired of being strong, right? It's exhausting. And sometimes I just want to put on a little skirt and sit and look cute and nod my head and smile, okay? Act like I don't have any sense, not think about anything or analyze anything or like feel anything or like listen to any voices that come to my head. I don't want none of them. I just want to be sitting still, right? And that's where my yoga comes into play. But anyway, this episode is all about never giving up. So let's get started. All right, guys, make sure you are following me on all of my social media platforms, even though I'm not on there like that anymore, but I will be in the fall when with my new endeavor. So make sure you follow the Soul Coach. Like I said, just Google me and all of my stuff pops up. I do have a new blog that I am putting stuff on, but I'm not really ready to promote it yet. I am using an chat GPT in order to do my blog, and it's so cool because I just like write all my thoughts as scrambled as they are, and they unscramble it and make it make sense. And I absolutely love it. But this week's episode is all about never giving up. If you've been following my journey, my podcast and my journey, you would know that I've had a lot of adversity. And I just think that that's just, you know, what I signed up to do in this lifetime. I had to be a Leo because only a Leo would think that they can, you know, handle all the stuff that I'm handling right now with the arrogance, like, oh yeah, I got it, don't worry, I got it. No, I don't have it. I don't have it anymore. I don't. A lot of times when we're on our spiritual journey and we're trying to navigate through, and we think that we have the answer, like we finally think like, man, I finally got it. I mean, I've been fasting. I've been, you know, doing all this work on myself. And then you turn around and you're like, wait a minute now. Does it ever end? No, it doesn't. It don't ever end. But you know what does end? Nothing. Energy never ends. So it's all about your mindset and how to change your mindset. And I know, and people that's close to me know how much I hate Mississippi. Like, I hate it. I despise it. My energy, it does not illuminate what I'm here. It does, but it doesn't. I don't like it. It's not a vibe. I even did my astro cartography thing I told you guys about, and I ain't even supposed to be here, right? So I've been asking And I've been like, why am I here? What is the reason? Show me the reason. And for me, Mississippi has always been a place for me to come and sit for a minute, get my roots, get my bearing, grounding, and then leave, right? A lot of my empath and my working with my hands, I wouldn't say a kitchen witch, but like a practitioner, all of that comes from my dad's side of the family. Because of the Native American roots, I am accustomed to being out in the yard, pulling plants, trees, things, and herbs. That's who I am. That's why I know that I'm in Mississippi. Because when COVID hit, I literally was like getting red brick dirt from my mom's house and just like grinding it up. I mean, like, the house has everything that I need, right? And I battled with Louisiana, Mississippi for a long time, and I've talked about this numerous times, but this podcast episode is about never giving up. So a lot of times when we are on our path and we think that we have it, like I was mentioning earlier, we have adversity that comes and knocks us off. And I've mentioned this numerous times. It's all about, like, you know, the movie, The Book of Eli, when he has a goal and he is walking by faith and not by sight, and he has all this adversity that's knocking him left and right. And that's how a lot of us are navigating on our journey. We gather the tools, the education, the know-how, the knowledge, and then we think that we're going to be able to do a particular task. And Spirit's like, yeah, you got those tools, but the task is not this right here. It's over there. I'm laughing because I'm like, what the hell? Because I thought that I've been doing this for so long. I thought that I am supposed to be a counselor, right? Life coach, counselor. So I went and gathered those tools. And then, I mean, like, I became a hypnotherapist, Reiki master. I started gathering all these tools, certified life and business coach, doing this, doing that, getting certifications. And then Spirit's like, yeah, but, you know, you make the most money when you were doing your products. And that's what you need to be doing. You need to be focused on your products. What are you doing? You're off track. Yeah, I get you trying to get this education and this certificate, and you're wanting to do, like, you know, a meet and greet, a small business Saturdays, and you're doing all this stuff because you're just accustomed to doing and planning. But that's not what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be doing your products. But that is why you're in Mississippi, so that you can do your products. And I'm like, I don't want to. I'm exhausted. And that is when you have to have the death of the ego. It is imperative that you understand that you have to get you out of the equation. You have to get your plan out of the equation. You can organize and goal set and do all of the things, but if Spirit is telling you to move in a certain direction, you have to listen and you have to obey. And whatever version of God that you have or you believe in, you have to do what they're asking you to do, because you don't know what's on the other side of that. When I did my products, I met so many awesome people. My pop-ups that I'm talking about, I met amazing people that turned into clients, that are people that I talked to for the last 3 years. And I'm telling you, it's the best experience I've ever had. And I absolutely, positively loved it. So, and I need to get back to that, right? And I got off track, but that's beside the point. But the point is never giving up. How many times have I said on this podcast that I'm tired? I am sick and I am tired, right? Because my leadership in the spiritual community is hard, because the clients that come to me are leaders in their own right. So I'm here to lead the leaders, which I've been doing for 20 years in my previous career anyway. So I know how to create leaders. I know how to build leaders. I know how to do that. I can do that in my eyes closed. However, I wanted to be clear to everyone that's listening to my voice that as hard as things get and you're might be getting knocked off like your path, right? Because you're thinking that you're going a particular way and then spirit's like, no, you need to go over here. Follow through with that. And I'm not sure who needs to hear that, but whatever it is, it's a follow through with that. I had one client and we were focusing on this particular thing, right? She wanted to start a business and she wanted to do this particular thing. But as we started talking and navigating and going through the paths, Spirit was like, no, she's already doing what she's supposed to be doing. Stop complicating things, right? And that was a lesson for me as well, because I'm like complicating things when it was really simple for things that I already knew and have. And a lot of us do that. And we give up so easily because we're not really listening to what Spirit is asking us to do. And that is something that has been all over me for the last couple of weeks. Creating a solid foundation for my business that's crystal clear, because I have my hands in everything, right? I'm a life coach. I'm a business coach. I'm a hypnotherapist. I do Reiki. I do products. I do it all, right? And really not streamlining what it is that, what service that I can give for people that they need. Of course, I have this podcast talking about my spiritual journey, which is a hot fucking mess. But I also help people along on their path with whatever their life purpose is, right? Leadership. And I feel like, and I don't know if you guys feel like this, I feel like sometimes I just like a hamster in a wheel sometimes, because I'm like, I have spirit that is telling me that this is my life purpose, is to be a service to other people, but in which way? And am I walking by faith and not of a lack scarcity mindset? Like, I made these products to make money, or did I make these products to help people, right? What was my intention on creating the products? And that's what I've been dealing with for the last few weeks. Like, really, April, like, this is your business. What is your main focus? Because when people ask me what I do for a living, I'm like, I snatch souls. But I do, though. But I say that jokingly. But at the same time, it opens up this dialogue about, like, you know, God, version of God, you know, hoodoo, Christianity, and all of that. And I love talking and having that dialogue with people, because, you know, a lot of us are just trying to find our way. So that's why you can never give up. You can never ever imagine if I gave up. Imagine all the hard work that I have done throughout these years. And I'm like, you know, it's not showing up in a way that I wanted to show up, so I'm gonna quit. And right before I quit, you know, that is when everything is going to just go and blow up, right? So I'm here to tell you, don't quit. And this was something for me, because I really had this other opportunity and I'm like, I'm about to do that, because this other shit over here is getting exhausting. And it shouldn't be exhausting, but it can be. When you're working hard and you have a dream and you work really, really hard at it, it's tiring. It's exhausting. You're like, if you have not at one time in your life feel like, fuck this shit, I am done, I'm throwing in the towel, then you're not in the right field. Like, you're not, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing? How many times have I said I'm done with this? So many times. And then I go to sleep and I wake up the next day and I'm like, okay. Well, that lasted for about 6 hours, 12 hours max, because I know that people are waiting for me to be the best version of myself so I can help them, right? And the same for you. You're the people that's listening to this podcast. You understand that you can't quit, right? There's people waiting for you to be at your highest so that they can meet you. It's all about the vibration. Have you noticed how when you're looking good and feeling good and the vibes are good and people are coming to you, that's the energy that you created around you, your aura. When you're sad and you're irritated and you're late for work or whatever, and you walk in, you got an attitude, you just, and you manifest that energy, right? Then you have your employees acting stupid because you acting stupid. It's the energy. They're attracted to that. And I've learned that throughout the years of being in retail, of like being a leader. Like, I can't show up in the store acting a fucking mess when my team's looking at me like, what the fuck's wrong with this bitch? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's wrong with her? You can't be that way. You have to learn to fight your battles, and you're going to have hard days. You lay down, you take a nap, and then you get over it, and you get back up and you do it. If you are in a field that you know that you don't belong in, you need to leave. Life is too short. Life is incredibly too short. It's too short. And like I mentioned in the last podcast episode about the young lady that was going to the casino, like, she didn't know that was going to be her last day on earth. She was going to go have a good time, probably win some money. That's how short life is. So let's try to focus on the things that make you feel good. I feel the best when I am in the kitchen, when I am cooking, when I am creating my oils, when I am doing my baths, when I am creating with my hands, when I am listening to my ancestors tell me, hey, you need to put this over here. You need to go outside and do this. You need to do that. Okay, you need to put a little of this in there. Put a little of that over there. Pray this. Say this prayer. Go get your Bible. It's like they're telling me exactly what I need to do in my products, and I love it. I love creating with my hands and moving. But I also, you know, when I worked in retail, I was a store opener for a little while, and that would go into stores from like there was nothing and then like make it beautiful, right? Because I love to like create and move my hands and use my hands. And I mean, that's just, I've always done that and always been, you know, rewarded for being successful with, you know, working with my hands and thinking outside of the box and creating, you know, spaces that are beautiful for people to walk into. And I wanted to get away from that part of it, but it was just training for me to do what I'm doing now, which is like creating products. And I have more products, and I've created more lines, and my candles, I had a hiccup with my candles, was crazy, but anyway, I got that fixed, and it's beautiful, and I feel good, right? But I had to sit my ass down, and had to be still, and I had to listen, and I had to obey, because Spirit was like, you're all over the place, April, like, literally, you're all over the place, and you're over the place, all over the place, because it is about that scarcity mindset of yours. Like, you're not understanding that you are the talent. You are the one that we gifted with these gifts. You have these gifts for a reason. Utilize them. And I love working with my hands. And I'm like, duh, I need to do my product again, which I have a full line because I'll be opening up my store soon. So it's just like, and that all is falling into place because I had to make that commitment to, this is what I was going to do, and this is my focus. And Spirit kept saying and showing me, like, yeah, the coaching is great. You are helping people, but that's not what I really need you to do, because that's like one off. Like, you're doing one-on-ones, and you don't need to be doing one-on-ones. You need to be helping people in a bigger way. But none of that, I would even understanding that if I did not listen to Spirit. So I want you to take that in, all of that I'm saying, and understand that A, you need to find your purpose. In order to do that, you need to have a conversation with your spiritual team, and you need to ask them for advice. And what I do is, like, I do all kinds of crazy stuff. So I'm like, listen, do I need to leave? I give an example. Do I need to leave this particular guy alone? If I do, I want to see a red bird. right? If I say red bird, that means spirits like leave that alone, okay? And so I do that even with like, well, you know, my prayer for the last couple of weeks since I've been doing the yoga and just been eating right and dropping weight and just really feeling really good about myself. I asked spirit, I was like, show me what I need to be doing in my business. Like, help me. Give me a sign of what I need to be focused on. Because I feel like I'm all over the place and I don't want to feel that way. And I wanted to be more of a flow. And it was literally the next day. Spirit's like, you need to be focused on your products. What and made me pull my numbers for when I was doing my products. Yeah, I pulled my numbers. And the people that work with me and my coach that I coach, they know I'm all about the number. Does this make sense? Well, okay, how much money did you spend to make that money? Okay, how much money did you make today on your business? Okay, did you put that in QuickBooks? Like, literally, like, my clients know I'm about the numbers. And so it's like, you need to look at your numbers when you're doing products and look at your numbers now. What's going on, right? But that's me listening, obeying, and having an understanding that meditation is for spirit to talk to me and prayer is for me to talk to them. And that is what you should be doing. Prayer is for you to talk to your version of God. And meditation is for a spirit, your version of God, to speak to you. And you have to not only listen, but also obey. Because your spiritual team, your particular spiritual team and your guardian angels want the best for you. And they know what's in your heart because they want to put that in your heart if they did not want you to succeed. Everybody knows I want a healing center. I've been wanting a healing center for years. But it was a particular way that I had to do it. And God was like, no, you can't do it that way. Because that's like everybody else's. You've got to do it this way. Because you're a leader. Not a follower. What are you doing, April? Like, really on to me. And I am appreciative of them to do that. And I've... Now that I really, like, truly sat my butt down and some aha moments have come through this Mercury retrograde, that, you know, I'm holding myself accountable. Me, right? Because we're not perfect. None of us are perfect. Nobody listens to this podcast is perfect. We all make mistakes. We all should be learning from our mistakes. And that's all that I want for myself, right? And hopefully that's what I want for you. You guys want that for yourself, is to understand that we're not perfect. We're going to make mistakes, even though we're on a spiritual journey, but we're going to get back up and we'll keep going forward. We're never going to give up. Because giving up, you think about all the work you've done and then you give up, then it just goes away. Do you know how hard it was for me to do yoga yesterday on Mother's Day? Impossible. I did it at 10:30. I never do it that late. Because I really just want to rest. I just want to lay down. I don't want to do anything. And all I wanted was cupcake and flowers for my Mother's Day. That's all I wanted, to chill. Cupcakes and flowers. That's it. Right? And I just was like, I did everything but that. I didn't get it that. I didn't do anyway, regardless. I just wanted to chill. And it took everything in my mind to be like, I don't want to do yoga. And I would be like 56 days, I believe, straight now. And I was like, if I stop now, I will regret that. Like, I want to shoot for 100 days of doing yoga, right? So if I'm shooting for 100 days straight of doing yoga and I stop and I got to start back over again at one, no, I'm not doing that. Let me just go ahead and knock out this 40-minute yoga and call it quits. And that's exactly what I did. I wanted to give up, but I didn't. Because I know my goal, 100 days straight yoga. So 100 days straight yoga, and I feel really good. But that's also me, you know, daily habits, daily routines, doing things outside of the norm and getting outside of my comfort zone. That's also part of all of this spiritual path. We cannot continue to do what we used to do and expecting a different outcome. And I know I've said this a million times, but it's very true. And I just want you guys to know and listen to whoever listens to this podcast, understand that I don't care how hard it gets, because it's going to get hard, and then it's even going to get harder, and then you're going to fall down, you're going to fail, and then you're going to get back up, you're going to dust yourself off, and you're going to continue to go, because God is not going to put something on you that he is not going to see you through. And Spirit, Yahweh, Oshun, Marie Laveau, whoever you focus on, or whoever entity, whatever you to believe in, it would not be in your heart if it wasn't supposed to happen. And I think a lot of us get away from that because we look for, of course, we have to support ourselves financially. We have to live in this 3D world. We have to purchase a house, car, kids, all that, blah, 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 stuff, whatever. However, if it's in your heart, see it through. Because you don't want to be at the end of your life and having full of regrets, and you don't want to go ahead and pass over to the spiritual realm and you have this flash of your life and you're like, man, I could have had way more power than I even knew what to do with, and I didn't utilize it. And my first spiritual teacher taught me that. She said, April, once you pass to the other realm, you're going to realize just how powerful you are in this realm. And for you to utilize that. And I try to remember that. I've had a blanket on me for the last several years. I can definitely say that. Because it's, you know, it's Mississippi. I just can't stand this place. But I have to get out of that mindset of like, I hate this place. I hate this place. And be like, okay, what is this place offering me? And what do I need to learn from this place so I can move to the next? Right? And that is the mindset switch I had to get myself out of, right? It's hard. It's hard because I have to live my life fully, and living my life fully means that I'm a practitioner. I do hoodoo, right? I practice hoodoo, and my Christian family is gonna, like, they just like, oh my God, like, what is this devil shit you doing? You know, so I have to live my life out loud, and I have to, my spirituality is all of me, right? Not just on the weekend or not just 9 to 5, but it is my daily habits and who I am every day, all day, and throughout. It is my lifestyle. It's not a hashtag. It's not a tarot reading on TikTok. It's not any of those things. It is my life, all of it. And I feel like I can't be my true, authentic, full self in Mississippi. And because of that, the last few years, just really just going back and forth between Mississippi and Louisiana, I'm really not having the foundation where I need to be. And that has been a struggle, but I also hold myself accountable because I always look at myself and be like, what can I do better? How can I show up better? What can I do on my life purpose to make me better? And I pray that all the time. And I pray that I have people that come to my life that want to see me win. And people that that make, like, pour into me and make me feel happy, like I make them feel happy. Like, I am the biggest support and coach and motivator for anybody that comes into my life. But I also deserve that same thing in return. And in all of me, not just pieces of me, but all of me and all that I am and all that you are. Because I shared this story about me so that you can relate to it on your end and on your spiritual path. And that's going to be about it. I just don't want you guys to give up. So don't. don't be full of regret. Don't be, you know, I'm in my 40s and I think about like my 20s and I don't remember much of that. I just know that growing up, I was so sheltered that when I hit like college and I was buck wild because I was so sheltered. And then by the time I hit 30, I was engaged during my 20s. Oh, no. And then when my 30s hit, it was like, oh God, like I gotta get married. I gotta have kids. And that was like the program that was instilled in me. But I didn't listen to that program. So, but anyway, I'm saying all that to say I never gave up on me. As many times I have failed in my life, which has been a whole lot, okay? I failed a lot. And I've gotten myself back up, dust myself off, and recreated myself so many times. I had one of my closest friends tell me, and he was like, April, I have met 12 versions of you. Like, real talk. He said, you're always changing your phone number and you're always changing your personality. Well, my personality is my personality. But, you know, like you just keep evolving. And I do. Like my voice even changes. Like I literally, like I have to change. And I'm cleaning and clean. And that's who I am. But not everybody wants to evolve. Not everybody wants to move to next. Not everybody wants to be a better version of themselves. That's not everybody's dream. That's just mine. And hopefully you surround people that are like you, that want to move forward and move next and be better. And they can help you and you can help each other. And you can have an accountability partner to help you along the way so that you don't give up, right? I know for my clients, any of my clients that I've had, I won't let them give up. You had one and she was like, I'm not doing it. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to give her like a month or so. I'm going to circle back around. I was like, your calling is this, sweetheart. You can't give up. Like, and she was like, oh my God, I needed to hear that. She's like all upset, crying on the phone. I'm like, girl, stop. It's hard and you want to take a break. I've taken 10,000 breaks. I'm going to take 10,000 more. I don't care. It's my life. If I want to sit my ass down, I'm going to sit my ass down. But I get back up. I get back up. But one thing that Spirit said, April, you got to be more consistent. And I am working on that, my consistency. I am. I'm consistent with my clients. I'm locked in with them. I'm locked in. So I need to be locked in with myself, right? I like calling myself out because a lot of these spiritual people and gurus, they act like they're perfect. They act like, you know, that they haven't evolved into anything. Like, stop. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Like, we're all knowing everything. Nobody's all knowing, first of all. Not even Aquarius, because y'all know y'all be thinking y'all know everything. And Leos with y'all egos. And Gemini is another one. Okay. Know it all. Virgos. Know it alls of the zodiacs. Okay. I know I think I know it all, but I don't. I don't. And I'm a Leo sun and Aquarius moon. So you already got the God complex in me. It's already there. But I know that I don't know everything. And I want to learn and I want to evolve and I want to have people around me that I can learn from. And I think that's very important. While you're on your path and you don't feel so alone, because it can be very lonely when you're trying to navigate through what God wants you to do and what you want to do. It's two different things. Allow to be open to what God wants for you, and even in relationships. Sometimes, you know, you think that you want something, but the devil knows what you want too. And we'll send that person dressed up, looking good, smelling good. And the devil, demon in disguise. Okay. Definitely been dealing with that for the last couple of years, but that's cut finally. Praise the Lord. And, the path is, I'm laughing because it's been crazy. The path is challenging, it's hard, but it's worth it. And it's worth it because you have someone and you have a group of people that's waiting for you to be the best version of yourself to help them along on their path, and then they're going to help you along on their path, and it's just a domino effect, right? That's what leadership is. Leadership is gathering the people, getting the best qualities of the people, celebrating those wins and moving forward and developing them so they can be better, right? Because you're better. And you never know, you might find somebody that's younger than you that has more knowledge than you on certain in particular subjects. So I know for like the different generations, like Gen Z and Millennial and Gen X and Boomers, we can all learn from each other if we stop dividing each other based off generations, because it doesn't matter. Because I know my son is 11 years old and he has taught me some shit, and I'm like, how do you even know this? But it's also being open. Anyway, I don't want to get off the subject. The subject is never giving up. A learning to be open, learning to understand that what gifts other people can give to you and what you can give to other people. Don't ever give up. Ever. Ever, ever, never. God is watching you. God has got your back. Always. All right? Thank you so much for listening to my crazy ass on this crazy ass podcast. I got one more episode into this season, and then next season, season 10, is going to be totally different. I have a professional helping me with my podcast. But anyway, I love you guys so much. Shout out to India. Okay. Soul Coach Speaks is in 15 different countries. The US is number one. India is number two. Germany is number three. UK is number four. I don't even know why. I don't know why. I would love for someone from India to reach out to me and tell me, like, why do you listen to this podcast? It is insane the percentage of listeners that I have in India. I feel very blessed and fortunate, and I'm grateful that I have people that listen from all over. In the UK, it's number four. Germany's number three. Germany. Can you believe that? Anyway, a small town girl from Mississippi that was born and raised in Mississippi, but I grew up in New Orleans because I moved there as an adult and spent all of my life there. Really, it's home. It's New Orleans. New Orleans is home, even though it's a hot mess right now, but it's home. And every time I leave, I can pull back. Every single time. And it's been a struggle of mine forever. Every time I leave, I always get pulled back because it's where I belong, but I have to do what I'm supposed to do while I'm there. And I was distracted. I've always been distracted, you know, being there. But I have a clear understanding of what I'm supposed to do there and why. So that being said, thank you for all 15 different countries that listen to Soul Coach Speaks. I'm going to do a better job with formatting my podcast and having intros and outro music and having little breaks in between, and not just me rambling and talking. So I'm learning. Just like I said, I want to evolve. It's all about evolution. It's all about moving forward. But I also jump. I had no idea about podcasts. I don't know what I'm doing, but I did it because Spirit told me to do it. Right? So now that I have all these episodes underneath my belt, now I can be like, okay, this is what I can focus on here, 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 and here. Right? I'm grateful. So anyway, thank you so much for everybody that listens to me, and thank you for listening to Soul Coach Speaks.